morning, everyone. I'm John Hockenberry. And Amy Holmes, let's get a little personal here, okay? What's disgusting about fat, okay?
It's good when it's in your food.
It just ends up on your body. When it's in your body, what's disgusting about it is it just sits there and does nothing. It's supposed to store energy, right? So it doesn't do anything. It just sits there. But what if you could find fat that actually burned energy, little oil burners that existed elsewhere in your body that increased your metabolism? Well, it's not completely correct that the only thing fat does is store energy. There's a type of body fat called brown fat that actually burns calories. Earlier this year, we learned that adults have it, babies have it, animals have it. And the latest developments in brown fat are going to be released in the online version of the journal Nature. Researchers at Harvard Medical School's Dana-Farber Cancer Institute have decoded the recipe for little brown fat oil burners inside your body. And joining us to discuss the research and its implications is health reporter and special correspondent for The Takeaway, Rachel Gottbaum. Rachel, this brown fat business sounds pretty important to me.
It has the potential to be very important. At this point, it's important for babies because it regulates their temperature because they can't regulate it on their own, and it generates heat.
And it's living tissue that actually contains fat, but it also burns energy.
That's right. What it does is it takes away the energy from regular fat, and regular fat becomes skinnier because basically it's this sort of war between who is going to get the energy from the body. Brown fat takes the energy away from, you know, your regular fat cells.
And how important is this? I mean, you've talked with people who were involved in the study, involved at Dana-Farber.
First of all, just to understand a little bit of the history here. A little bit of the history is the following. We knew we had this brown fat in babies, but just until recently, we realized, my God, adults have it too. So those were the findings in April. What these researchers at Harvard have done is actually created this stuff. They have engineered it and created synthetic cells, which they have put into mice and shown that this stuff may be working.
And this isn't simply about doing something in a petri dish. This is about combating overweight, obesity, a very serious public health problem.
Absolutely. And the researcher, Bruce Spiegelman, who's a professor of cell biology, who's the lead author on this work, explains the potential that if we can harness brown fat, what it can do for health.
It is a straightforward, perhaps the most straightforward way to fight obesity and obesity-linked illnesses like diabetes and certain cancers, to promote the development of a cell type whose natural job is to counteract obesity.
That's pretty important.
Now, Rachel, call me skeptical, but I'm envisioning like people with these big brown fat tumors if we start injecting them with it. I mean, is this safe even if it could work?
Well, so really, we're just in the infancy of this research. So what these researchers have done is they've essentially transplanted cells that they've conditioned, cells that were going to do different things, and they've made them cells that become brown fat in mice. In humans, it's a different story altogether. They have taken baby foreskin and created brown fat cells, and Spiegelman explains this.
We showed that we could take human cells from foreskin, grow them in a dish, add these two factors, and they turn on all the properties of brown fat. So we made, in a sense, artificial human brown fat from foreskin because people tend to throw those away when they're not using them for decorative purposes.
Spiegelman's got quite a sense of humor there. So we're taking circumcised tissue, right, and in a kind of a stem cell modality, turning it into this brown fat? Is that the idea?
Well, yes. I mean, stem cell, the idea is taking cells that might be directed toward different kinds of cells, changing cell identity. Yes, these scientists are changing cells' identity. The difference here is that with the human tissue, they've just created these cells in a petri dish. With the mice, they have done it and actually transplanted cells and shown that they can grow tissue. So that's where we're at with the science.
At this point, but it sounds like it's pretty far off before it has human applications. So we can't just sit around eating potato chips and getting fat, hoping we'll get brown fat one day.
Yeah, I mean, basically the next steps are the following. What these researchers hope to do is to find a drug target that will create these cells naturally in the body. And they think they will do it so that instead of transplanting these cells into the human body, they will actually find something that can make drugs that you can take a pill and then, you know, create more brown fat in your body and counteract
and either create the tissue yourself, which will convert your own fat, or create other tissue that will actually increase your metabolism and thus reduce your actual weight and propensity towards obesity. Is that the idea?
Yes, absolutely.
All right.
Is that, and what's interesting about the research is that it found that skinnier people had more brown fat. And it also found that when people were exposed to the cold, this fat was more likely to be activated. And it has the potential to, if a small amount, to cut 20% of caloric intake. The next step for these scientists, beyond finding out if they can find a drug target, is to see if their engineered fat really counteracts obesity in mice. And, you know, Spiegelman said that's going to take a few years.
And that's the holy grail there. Rachel Gutbaum, health reporter and special correspondent for The Takeaway, talking about brown fat, the actual triggers that might produce brown fat in human bodies to combat obesity. It's a report in the current issue of the journal Nature Online. Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.